Ray Michaels on the Am I Awake morning show, filling in for Matt this morning, and we have a full slate of guests. We have Eli and Carissa, Eli's mom, and Sally Stewart. Sally is one of the lunch buddies with the Brighter Futures Mexico Bright Futures, and I want to find out a little bit more about the program. Sally, we'll start with you. What is a lunch buddy, and why did you get involved?
A lunch buddy is a person, usually an adult mentor, but they also have started involving the cadets at MMA who are willing to be paired with a student and meet with them hopefully at least once a month. Some buddies go maybe every week. I try to go twice a month and just to develop a relationship with their buddy.
Very good. And Eli, how is it having Sally as a lunch buddy? You know what to say.
No, I don't.
You've been to drama camp, girl. You know how to talk. You know how to project. What's your favorite thing about having Sally as a lunch buddy?
It gives me somebody to talk to.
Okay. Is that kind of a almost like a sounding board or somebody to bounce ideas off of?
I don't know.
A little bit? Or like a counselor for you? A little bit?
Kind of.
So do you get to eat lunch in the cafeteria? Do you go somewhere else for lunch?
We can eat in the cafeteria, but sometimes we'll go into the library
okay.
to eat.
Probably a little quieter and be able to have conversation a little bit more.
Yeah.
And is it the same time that she comes every 2 weeks-ish?
Somewhat.
So do you have different lunch breaks at the middle school? Or does everybody go at the same time?
Each grade goes at a different time.
Okay, it was like that when I was there, but that's been, never mind how many years ago that's been, trust me. Do you talk about grades? I mean, Mrs. Stewart was a teacher for years. Is that something that you get to talk about at lunch if you have questions?
Yeah.
Well, cool. And, you know, it's nice to have that extra help, isn't it? Yeah, nodding doesn't work. I mean, it's radio. It's an audible medium. So, yeah, I'm going to answer for you. You were nodding. So, yeah, that does help. Now, Crystal, what's it like having Sally as a lunch buddy? How's that been for you?
Well, for me, actually, it's been a blessing on and off the campus of school. So, Miss Sally puts in her full share and her time whenever she can, even if it's at helping me out on with things with Eli or whatever it is. So she does her fair share of her work.
Very good. And for Sally and Eli, why should somebody become a lunch buddy?
I think it gives them a great opportunity to, I don't know.
Interact with kids, maybe
yeah,
give kids an extra voice to be heard.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? What about that, Sally? Why would you recommend somebody becoming a lunch buddy?
It's been a great benefit for me just to get to know Eli and her mom, and I would have missed out on that relationship if we hadn't been paired together. So it's been a great new aspect in my life. And a side benefit is that I've been able to stay somewhat involved with the school system. I was a classroom teacher for many years, and
Not that many.
Several. And I still enjoy the energy and the vitality that you feel when you walk into the school. So that's been fun for me as well, to stay connected.
I could see that. I think you would be a benefit to the program. And how do people that want to become a lunch buddy, how do they do that?
They can go to central office and get an application. I believe also each of the schools have an application available, and they can choose what building if they have a preference that they want to be assigned to. They can also go to the Facebook page online and get an application.
Very nice. Ladies, thank you so much for being a part of the Am I Awake Morning Show. We've learned quite a bit about the Lunch Buddy program. Eli, any parting words here? No. Okay. a woman of few words. That, you know, do you know how rare that, I'm not going there. Carissa and Sally, thank you so much for being a part of the Am I Awake Morning Show here on AM 1340 KXCO.